This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's not the second hour here. You can join us, bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian
and Chris.
And Mark.
The gentleman who was traded out from a U.S. federal prison after spending 14 years behind bars on a terrorism charge is now sitting free in Moscow. His name is Victor Boot, and Yahoo News, Alexander Nazarian, has a story about it. And I just think it's an interesting case, because this guy was literally traded for a girl that was arrested for some marijuana, which up until recently the federal government was arresting people for and still has people in prison for. And they're not going to turn all those people out. From what I understand, if you're a marijuana dealer and at the federal level, you're not getting cut loose.
Right. I mean, the United States government went real pretty far with Brittany Griner in order to get her out of a marijuana charge. Spurious or not, we don't know. And they certainly aren't making those same efforts on a local level here in the United States. And sort of interestingly, and the Republicans are kind of harping on this, is there's some Marine that's still being held
in Russia.
In Russia, that you'd think they could have traded, you know, one marijuana smoker and one spy for one international arms dealer, but apparently they couldn't make that deal.
Story here reads, sitting in a Moscow studio as snow fell outside, looking relaxed in a blue blazer and maroon t-shirt, Russian arms dealer Victor Boot described his 14 years in a U.S. prison in his first interview.
Well, he certainly did some time.
Since he was exchanged for Brittany Griner, who was held in a Russian prison colony following a drug conviction earlier this year. He said, quote, "The whole world, basically, is a game," unquote, describing the lessons he says he learned from readings in Eastern philosophy. Putting that lesson into practice, Boot says he would begin mornings by laughing hysterically in defiance of his fate. The notorious arms dealer with alleged ties to Russian security services, Boot was arrested in Thailand in 2008, extradited to the U.S. in 2010, and was hit with a federal indictment charging him with a conspiracy to kill Americans by selling weapons to Colombian guerrillas. Not sure how the Colombian guerrillas are going to come here to kill Americans, but
I am really curious how this is a terrorism charge.
There was nothing, he said, of those charges. He was also accused of selling weapons to the Taliban in Afghanistan, which, of course, the United States gave them weapons back in the day to fight the Russians.
You worked for the government, that's not a problem.
So hypocritical. It's unbelievable.
As well as to oppressive African regimes, the 2005 film with Nicolas Cage, Lord of War, is a glamorized retelling of his notorious exploits. Boot went on trial in New York City in 2011 and was convicted on terrorism charges, was slated to remain in prison until 2029. In his interview after last week's early release, he suggested his federal defense attorney had tried to romantically seduce him, crudely simulating her appearance with hand gestures. Not sure what that means. The interview aired on RT.
Oh, I see. Doing the hourglass shape?
With the hands? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but all right.
The interview aired on RT, a state-run
Russian guy sounds insane.
Television network, and was conducted by Maria Butina, a Russian spy who was expelled from the United States in 2019 after spending more than a year behind bars. In the interview, Boot described his time in solitary confinement as especially harrowing. He says, yes, there was panic. Yes, it was very difficult, but also complained about American prison food, lamenting his inability to access garlic or fresh herbs. Boot's release was celebrated.
The worst thing about the American prisons, no garlic or herbs.
By the way, Chris Cantwell was apparently in his next door cell.
Oh, really?
To Victor Boot. Yeah, while he was in federal prison.
Yeah, one wonders where you're going to end up if you end up that probably on the same little block of the gag order
the
people.
Communications yeah. Management Unit.
Yeah, I hate to think that's true.
Boot's release was celebrated in Russia, which had asked for his extradition a decade ago. It was not until Grenier's arrest earlier this year that Boot's own release became a real possibility, one that became increasingly likely after the American basketball star, whose luggage contained cannabis cartridges, was convicted on drug trafficking charges and sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. Even though Grenier's high profile probably protected her to some degree, conditions in Russian prisons and penal colonies have often been described as barbaric. And I don't know, have you guys heard if she's done an interview about the conditions in Russia yet? Kind of interesting to hear her side of things.
I don't know, but I imagine they were awful. It feels so good to be home, Grenier wrote in her post, including a photo of her stepping off the plane.
Hero of our time read a description of the RT interview posted on YouTube. In that interview, Boot was eager to play the role of national martyr. Quote, "Everything that happened to me now is happening to our country," he said, alluding to the international condemnation Russia has experienced since launching the invasion of Ukraine earlier this year. He said further, quote, "I'm proud that I'm Russian and Putin is our president. I honestly don't understand why we didn't do this earlier," he said of the unprovoked attack on Ukraine.
I imagine he wants very much to kiss the ring.
He also launched into a series of culture war attacks not dissimilar from those made by Biden's critics on Fox News and elsewhere, saying, quote, "In America right now, there is reverse racism. To be a normal white person who wants a family, who wants children, who wants to love is very difficult," he said at one point. He also criticized efforts to find and prosecute organizers and perpetrators of the violent riot at the U.S. Capitol that sought to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. He said, "Look at what they did to the participants of the so-called armed insurrection on January 6th. Boot additionally made criticisms of transgender rights and criminal justice reform. Yet he also claimed he was at peace and harbored no bitterness. He said, "You have to learn to forgive."
Oh, okay.
Well, I think he's right about that.
I think he's right about that.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what some of those statements were that he was making in regards to some of those topics, but it sounds like some stuff I would agree with.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like a crazy person and a demagogue to me.
He may be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And psychopathic, I'm willing to go with that, too.
That might be.
Well, he does say the case against him was garbage, basically. He said, quote, "There was nothing," unquote, but they convicted him anyway, right?
Well, that's
not unheard of.
And this is not unusual in the system. It reminds me of a case with...
That they don't have any evidence, or that the convict thinks that their case is garbage?
But they don't have any evidence, right?
Yeah, they just trot a guy out and say, he's a terrorist.
There was a case, Hans Reiser in California, where they convicted... And this wasn't the federal level, this is the state level. But nonetheless, they convicted a guy of murder, and they couldn't even prove that she was dead because they didn't have a body or anything. It was all circumstantial, and it was basically based around the fact that he had $10,000 in cash, and he tried to evade a police that were tailing him. It's like, seriously? That's all you need to get a conviction? I mean, the guy did kill his wife, but they didn't have any evidence until after he was convicted.
That sounds like good police work to me, then.
So there's the latest on Victor Boot. If you want to share your thoughts, the number here is 603-283-6160. Mark, you've had a story you've been wanting to talk about here for some number of days, and I think we're finally getting to it. The Montana entrepreneur, a gentleman who wanted to take out the trash. He wanted to be a private trash collector, and apparently the state... did not want that. What happened?
From FEE, that's the Foundation for Economic Education, young Montana entrepreneur is being legally barred from hauling trash because established players don't want the competition. If it sounds crazy that established players get to say get a say on who's allowed to compete with them, well, it should.
That doesn't sound crazy. It sounds pretty standard. That's what licensing is.
It's from Patrick Carroll. When Parker Noland launched his trash hauling business at the age of 20 in the summer of 2021, so he's still quite a young man, he was excited about the opportunities that lay before him. After taking out a loan from a local bank, the Montana native bought a truck and some dumpsters and got to work promoting his services. The business plan was simple.
That's all you should have to do.
Right?
Right? You shouldn't have to go and ask some bureaucrat for permission to go and get a contract with somebody to take their garbage.
The hardest thing should have been getting the loan.
Right.
The business plan was simple. He would deliver dumpsters to construction sites looking to get rid of debris, mm-hmm. and then transport the dumpsters to the county dump once they were full. Things quickly got complicated for Nolan, however.
We're going to find out more about that, how it was complicated, by the licensing process, no doubt. If you want to share your thoughts with us, you can join us. The number 603-283-6160. Maybe you've had to deal with some of this nonsense in your business. You want to share your story with us, you're certainly welcome to do that and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
beer. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And you're invited to join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Also, Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find lots of useful introductory information there that you can go through. If you're short on time, you can just watch that first video, and it'll take you about, I don't know, 3 minutes, something like that. And you'll get some of the basic concepts down, which you really ought to do before you decide to get into purchasing some cryptocurrency, which you can also do through Bitcoin.com. Plus, they've got the news website. And apparently they also cover the Crypto 6 trial, by the way, there over at Bitcoin.com. And their news site, by the way, is news.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about this guy in Montana. Young man, 20 years old. He buys his own garbage truck, which isn't easy to do at age 20 for most people. He what else did he buy? He bought a garbage truck
and some dumpsters.
Some dumpsters. And he was going to rent those dumpsters out, set them up on construction sites, and then just go pick them up from time to time, empty them out at the county dump or wherever, a city dump. And did he say what town this was in Montana?
I don't know what the town is.
Just curious.
I know I read this previously, but I don't remember what town we were talking about. Anyway, things got complicated quickly for Nolan, however. Though he had registered his business, gotten the proper insurance, and complied with all public health and safety standards, he's still missing one thing: a certificate of public convenience and necessity. Now, remember, this isn't about whether it's healthy or safe, or whether or not he's insured, or whether his business is registered with the government. This is a permit that says that the public will have a sufficient amount of convenience and needs this enough. That's what this is.
Some group of people,
yep,
the other business owners, get to make this decision, right? Because they're the ones that sit on the board.
The Montana Public Service Commission.
The whole point of this is to reduce competition in the marketplace.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
That's what it is, and this happens all the time.
This is the sort of story that Institute for Justice, actually. These are exactly the kind of stories Institute for Justice. Is this an Institute for Justice?
No, this is FEE, but wouldn't surprise me at all if IJ gets involved in this at some point.
Yeah, this is exactly the kind of case that they take up. It's these minimizing competition for the benefit of, you know, some minority.
Don't they do the exact same thing for hospitals? They have what's called a certificate of need for hospitals, right? In most cities.
This is all over. There's all sorts of things like this all over the country.
Well, usually it's just called licensing, right? Usually it's just you have to go in front of some stupid board and jump through their hoops and pay the fees.
A little bit more specific.
Yeah, this is a little different.
It's a little different.
This is even more transparently
protectionism.
You know, this is protectionism. You know, the business is protecting themselves.
This is in your face. Like, in the law itself, it says you have to prove that there is a demand in the marketplace or whatever, or like somehow it would be certain. Anyway, the only reason for it is, like, at least with most licensing, it's like in the name of like protecting the public in some way, or, you know, like, you know, so like you don't, I don't know, like burn somebody's hair off or something, right? Like maybe a hairdresser, right? At least that's what they claim. There's a safety argument behind it. There's no safety argument behind this.
Land that dumpster on somebody inadvertently.
This isn't about safety, though.
No. That reminds me
of a story. I was talking to a dental hygienist, and she needed to get a permit to do her thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just kind of...
A permit or a license?
What? I don't know, one of those.
License, probably.
And I, you know, I was just kind of teasing about, you know, getting a license for doing a thing or whatever. And she's like, well, it's very important. I could kill somebody here. Now, I don't know how you get you kill somebody by scraping crud off their teeth, but I'll take her word for it, okay? Uh-huh. And, you know, I'm like, I had used the example in this that, you know, the guy who fixes your brakes, he doesn't need a permit. But, and she's like, well, it's very important because I could kill somebody. I'm like, you don't think the guy who fixes your brakes might kill you? You
know, like, right. Yeah.
And, of course, she didn't have anything to say about that.
Oh, but, yeah, that was the end of that conversation.
You know, they'll simply come up with a permit for the guy who fixes brakes rather than fixing the fact that, you know,
a hygienist shouldn't need
maybe
one.
A dentist should just determine whether or not somebody's right. qualified.
Well,
to,
that's the difference between a license and certification, yeah. right? Yeah. So a license is where you go in front of some arbitrary board of bureaucrats, which is usually the other competitors that don't want you to be in the game. And a certification is an independent, quote-unquote, authority that people can turn to if they value the certification, jump through the hoops to get the certification, and then if they get it, it might make their value more higher in the marketplace.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because there's actually something like that in the computer repair world,
yeah.
And I never got any kind of, you know, certification in that when I did that business, where I fix people's computers.
Why did you choose not to?
I thought they were, first of all, they're garbage anyway. There's no real value in them, in my opinion. If you've got, you know, if you've got it up here, if you've got the knowledge,
sure.
So that's all you really need, right?
Well, but somebody must think they're valuable because they get, you know, they're still in business, right?
Yeah.
Like they're selling certifications.
Most of the time, I think it's to get past HR, basically,
okay.
in order to get into the office where, you know, you interview with the,
right.
the employer.
Gotcha.
Right?
HR doesn't know whether or not you can fix computers, but if you've got a cert, then they can say, well, he had a certificate.
Right, and starting my own business, I had no need
you didn't
for
have HR.
It's actually funny. I actually worked for somebody else, another company repairing computers too, and I still didn't need it any kind of certification. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. It really is. In many cases, even and these are in this case, there's not really much danger. Maybe losing somebody's data, possibly. I mean, but you know that's a liability issue, and there's insurance for that. And you know, I never lost anybody's data, I don't think. But you know.
Going on with the story here, it says, as a result, right when he was about to get his business off the ground, he was given a cease and desist order by the Montana Public Service Commission, the agency
wow.
responsible for administering the certificate law. Nolan applied for the certificate shortly thereafter in September 8, 2021, but his troubles were just getting started.
Damn.
Two national garbage companies, his would-be competitors, protested his application, which they're allowed to do under the law. The companies issued
waste
various
management.
Demands. Yeah, you better believe
mm-hmm.
it.
This is the mob.
Yeah, the companies issued various demands, such as data requests, and Nolan's legal expenses to fight the protests were soon thousands of dollars and counting.
Yep.
It's not easy to get your business off the ground, especially when your competition says you got to be well-moneyed to do it.
Yeah.
In November,
and throwing money in a hole.
In November 9, 2021, Nolan made the difficult decision to withdraw his certificate application,
damn.
Seeing he could not afford the mounting legal expenses involved with fighting the protest. To this day, Nolan remains ready and willing to run his trash hauling business, but he is legally barred from doing so until he gets the certificate.
So let's just make sure we're clear on what that means. That means if he gets in that truck and he goes and he starts collecting garbage from these places, the competitors are going to catch wind of it, and they're going to call the police, and the police are going to pull him over, and they're going to put him in handcuffs, and they're going to take his truck, they're going to impound it, and then by the time he gets out of jail, the impound lot's going to be, you know, thousands of dollars just
yep.
to get the truck out, and that'll be the end of that. That's
yep.
what we're talking about here. That's what happens when you don't get their permission slip. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show here, we can talk more about what happened to this guy, and your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you. USA News Update. The number of canceled and delayed flights are piling up in the U.S. That's according to FlightAware, as the impacts of the winter storm are being felt at airports from coast to coast. Airports dealing with flight mare before Christmas include Chicago O'Hare, New York's LaGuardia, and Detroit. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says it's unconscionable President Biden has yet to visit the southern border.
The fact that he doesn't go shows to me he's disconnected and he doesn't give a damn.
The Republican urged the president to go to the border to hear from the overwhelmed border agents and personnel. Meta will pay $725 million as part of a settlement in a case where Facebook's parent company was accused of giving third parties access to user data despite not having permission to do so. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about taking out the trash, one of the most basic things that humanity needs. There's somewhere to put that junk that you don't need anymore, that's dirty and rotting or whatever. It needs somebody to
take that. Ian's case, just holiday gifts before he's even opened them. Just throw it away. Why open the present? I know I don't want it. Throw it away.
True. That's not what I do, Mark. But you are pretty frugal.
It's well, not just frugal. No, it's minimalist.
Yeah, minimalist, frugal.
Like to keep things simple.
Too.
Just don't send me gifts, please. I don't need it. I appreciate the thought, but I don't need more stuff. Anyway, but that's not what this is about. It's not about me. It's about this guy, gentleman in Montana who tried to open up his own business. He's 20 years old. He tried to buy a trash truck. He did buy
He bought a trash truck. He bought some dumpsters.
And he's ready to get rolling, and then all of a sudden a threat comes in from the Montana government. They say you need to have your special certificate of need first before we're going to let you take out people's trash, because we've already got people taking out trash. We're not real sure if we need another one.
Yeah, that's pushing it. Somebody taking out the trash? I mean, what, are we going to let the marketplace work here?
No. We're going to let the existing trash truck drivers make the decision as to whether or not you
I'm not sure
allowed.
That I really consider this the government doing this. This is the competitors, right? They're using a government apparatus that was set up likely as protectionism
that's
to start
the government.
With. But, you know, like...
His competitors got the government seats. They took it over.
Yeah.
Well,
right?
No, they filed in this case. I mean, I'm not, you know, this is a more broad government agency, and the competitors filed a, you know, disputes with this agency saying, hey, we don't need competition. And, you know, he has to prove whether he's, whether, you know, they need competition by going through all kinds of legal hurdles.
Well, didn't
thousands
they deny
and
him?
Thousands of dollars
didn't
worth.
This bureaucracy deny
no,
him?
Actually, they just kept asking, you know, the competitors kept on putting in pieces of paper. Asking for more proof that you know he would be a good competitor
he
or whatever
afford
the case.
The compliance. That's what
right.
it was. He had to withdraw.
And he withdrew his application. So
because he was continuing to just pour money into this
right.
bureaucracy.
In November 2020, Nolan teamed up with the Pacific Legal Foundation to file an official complaint with Montana's 11th Judicial District Court, seeking a permanent injunction against further enforcement of the law on the ground that it violates his constitutional rights. And I hope that, frankly, they get it around the board. We don't need a government agency to determine whether or not we need more competition in the marketplace. That is not their business.
I agree.
That's picking winners and losers. And here in Montana, I suspect it's probably Republican municipalities, and Republicans are just as bad as Democrats when it comes to...
They're for small government, though, Mark.
Yeah, sure.
That's what they said.
You know the crazy thing is? Just the idea that, like, how... It's like the idea of if we have too many competitors in the marketplace, we'll all go out of business. And it's like, no, that's not how it really works in the real world.
The
right?
weakest will go out of business.
The weakest go out of business.
And they deserve it.
And then
that competitor may be the weakest because he's the one starting.
It's a possibility, but he also might provide better service than the competitors.
He might very well.
Maybe the competitors have too much business and they can't keep up with the workload.
And do it cheaper, too.
Right? And young people... You know, often have the kind of energy and the willingness to work for less so that they can build a business.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's his business. He should be able to decide to do that.
Yeah.
If it sounds crazy that established players in an industry are empowered by the government to bury would-be competitors, in unnecessary legal fees, well, it should. As PLF, that's the Pacific Legal Foundation, you'd said IJ before. The
IJ, Institute
for Justice. These are two organizations that do very similar things. PLF tends to be on the West Coast.
Okay.
They argue the laws practically amount to a competitor's veto. Montana's Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity Law allows established garbage companies to keep potential competitors like Nolan out of the market. PLF writes in their complaint, Nolan applied for a certificate but was forced to withdraw his application after some of the largest garbage companies in the nation protested his application, which imposed massive delays and created enormous financial costs. The certificate provisions challenged in this case prevent Nolan and other would-be entrepreneurs from working, not because they're unfit to operate, but to protect incumbent garbage companies from having to compete fairly. Incumbents can protest for the bare reasons that they do not want to face new competition, PLF continues. And this happens over and over and under so many different names and faces nationwide. Do not imagine for a second, ladies and gentlemen, this is Montana. Oh, I can't believe they're doing that in Montana. Oh, my. I do declare.
This is every city.
This is just crazy.
Yeah. On the face of
they
the
do
planet.
It over and over and over again, and they'll create situations so that people can't. You know, you're going to have this piece of safety equipment and that piece of compliance equipment and this cleaning equipment. You got to do all these things, and it means that the person who just wants to sell sandwiches in a truck or something like that, they get priced out because they don't want that.
Do you guys ever hear of the blogger's license or something along those lines? I mean, this is actually a real thing.
No, and where is this?
I can hardly believe it.
I don't know if it was called I don't know if they called it the blogger's license specifically. I don't think they did, but it was something akin to that. I don't really actually remember exactly where it was, what country, but but it's the same thing. It's like, are you serious? Like, we're talking about something that's free speech. And the idea, I think the idea was something around, like, well, we can't have, like, you know, unverified opinions on the internet or something.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, we want to, you know, stamp out, you know, anybody who has, a differing opinion than, like, the mainstream government approved whatever, right? Or the socially acceptable answer.
Yeah, I think that might be, and I'm willing to concede that it might be just news agencies that are saying, nope, we don't need people reporting on the news. We've got people who do that for a living, and you're just undercutting their jobs. But I tend to think that it's probably politicians saying, these bloggers are getting under our skin. It's everybody's got a blog.
Yeah.
And, you know, here I was in the bathroom propositioning a gay prostitute, and one of these bloggers saw me and went home and wrote it. And, you know, like, and he's like, this has got to stop. I used to be free to go into, you know, rest stop bathrooms across the country and find gay prostitutes, and now I can't.
And meanwhile, a guy is the one who's actually curtailing that exact activity that he's doing, which is the funniest part about the whole thing. It's like, he's anti-gay, you know, politically.
Sure.
And
and
he's going into bathrooms and,
it's happened time and again. Sex. I'm absolutely thinking of one particular politician.
Yeah, I know who you're thinking
about. And I don't know if it was like 12 years ago or something.
I don't know the guy's name.
National Senator Republican was caught in a bathroom making a hand signal that could just be completely innocent.
Could be.
Was that the one where they were playing footsie or another one?
It wasn't footsie. It was like a hand symbol down by the low end of the stall. Now, when I was in Europe, by the way, this whole let's leave a foot for hand signals underneath the bathroom thing just isn't done. But here in the United States, it's done all over. You've got this little gap between toilets, and I guess you can mop under
it. They don't have that in Europe? There's no gap?
I never know. There's no. They just don't do that. You go into a room. Mm-hmm. I was in a unisex bathroom with toilets and then an open area wash basin, and there were women and men going into both of the toilets.
My God, they weren't raping each other?
No. I mean, we're all kind of surprised as American, and there's a few Americans in, you know, there at that time, and it was like, I was a little blown away by this, but whatevs, you know. When in Europe,
everything was okay.
By the way, I had also been, while I was there, in a sauna where people are completely naked.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, so what, you know? You want to take a look? Take a look.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Surprise.
It's always amazing how uptight, Americans are about, sexuality. And not
this isn't sexuality. It's just nakedness.
Right. But that's the problem.
That's exactly it, right?
Americans think nakedness is sexuality. A lot of them do.
I would agree with you that they tend to think that, and I was uncomfortable because I was learning something new, but I don't, you know, like, I don't use the term uncomfortable, and I don't think of my life as when I'm uncomfortable. It's a bad thing. Discomfort is what causes learning. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
We got more on the certificate of need, this nonsense that stands in the way here of people that just want to do some business. It is free.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
We're talking about a ridiculous concept that is unfortunately all too common in the United States. It's called the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, also known as a Certificate of Need. Usually, whenever I hear about this concept, it's in regards to a hospital. And it's just as absurd in that circumstance as well. It's where some centralized group of bureaucrats, some board or that's assigned by the politicians or whoever, they have to decide whether or not another hospital is necessary. So some people want to start a hospital. They're willing to spend the tremendous amount of money, they have investors or whatever, to build a hospital, right? Like that's a very expensive proposition.
Okay? Yeah.
They want to build a hospital, but they can only do it if they can get this certificate of need by convincing these existing bureaucrats that it's quote-unquote necessary for people.
The crazy thing about that is, too, if I was building a for-profit hospital, right, and why would I build it close to another hospital unless there was demand in the marketplace for it, right?
Exactly.
Because it would be unprofitable. It would undermine my business, and it would undermine the business of the other hospital.
But then, entrepreneurs make mistakes. And sometimes they make colossal mistakes.
It's true.
But it's their money.
Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bankman-Fried and his colossal failure in the marketplace. This guy who made just an incredible mistake. Has he affected you?
Was it a mistake, though? That's the
question. Well, I don't know. But, you know, like the people who invested with him, clearly we can say it's a mistake. What, did it affect you? It affected some people. It affected a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the vast majority of people, it didn't. However, when the government decides to build a bridge to nowhere, you're going to pay for it or you're going to prison.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's true. What else do we need to know about this story, Mark? There was more.
Yep. Nolan is hardly the only entrepreneur running into this problem. As PLF,
talking about garbage, by the way, in Montana, the garbage business.
Yeah. As PLF notes, there were 8 applications for a Class D trash hauling certificate in Montana between January the 1st, 2018, and September the 8th, 2021.
Okay.
So, is
a few years.
Yeah, that's like 3-plus years.
Yep.
All 8 faced protests. As a result of the protests,
we're not talking about protesters like average people. We're talking about protests from the existing businesses.
Yeah, protest is a little bit of a joke. Yeah. It's more like a request to prohibit them from operating.
Right. This is the lawyers protesting, you know, and you know they've cornered the market. 4 of the applications were drawn. 1 was denied, and 2 were granted the certificate only after agreeing to reduce the scope of their business.
Wow.
The story of one of the successful applicants who didn't have to reduce their scope.
B1.
Yeah.
B1 of the 8.
Was revealing. The only application who succeeded in securing a certificate over a protest and without reducing the scope of its business was L&L Site Services Incorporated. In December 15, 2020, PLF notes, after a lengthy legal fight before the commission, which involved extensive discovery, including 13 supplemental responses.
God.
That's a lot of lawyer work.
Yeah. What's that cost?
Allied Waste Services data requests, a 5-day evidentiary hearing requiring legal representation and contentious oral argument, L&L's application was granted 6 months later, almost 6 months later, after two dissenting votes from defendants Brad Johnson and Randy Pinocchi.
Now, the article doesn't explain, I've got it pulled up here as well, and it doesn't explain when they say the defendants are the ones who voted against these people. So, is Brad Johnson and Randy Pinocchi on the board of directors or whatever of this government bureaucracy, and
that's my
are they
thought.
Also running trash companies?
Well, I don't know if they are, but clearly this organization is bought off.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know whether these guys are stockholders or what the situation is, but, you know, these waste management companies, at the very least, I presume this organization also gives certificates for other things besides just trash hauling in Montana. But I could be wrong, and it is obvious that these companies are using this organization to fight their battles for free.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the taxpayers are paying for it.
Yeah,
right.
So the taxpayers pay to fight off any new competition to the garbage companies, and this is rent seeking at its highest level. This commission needs to be axed. Mm-hmm. Randy and Brad need to get real jobs, and they can go work for the they can go work for the trash hauling companies that they've been shining the rings of for some time, and that's it. Ladies and gentlemen of Montana, the United States, and the world at large, you do not need a government agency to tell you how many people can compete in a marketplace. This is just what happens when you allow licensure.
Right, well, and that's true for everything. It's true for hair braiding. It's true for doctors. It's true for lawyers. I mean, whatever the industry we're talking about. And that would be a nice bill to see here in New Hampshire someday, once we finally get enough Liberty reps that are willing to go and do some serious, like, just slash and burn kind of legislation like we had this year with Matt Santanastasso, who's putting forward a bill to actually end the entire war on drugs. We could also have a bill that just ends the entire licensing boards, like every single one of them. Yeah, we've been kind of nibbling here and there. Okay, well, let's legalize hair braiding. Okay, well, let's legalize, you know, this one little thing over here. No. We just need to eliminate it all. Have that conversation about why it's not necessary. Bring them all in. All the people are going to come out of the woodwork and say, oh, but it's dangerous. Okay, well, you can have yourself a board. Just, you should not require the license. You can have an independent board of certifiers who can certify businesses, but it should not be a requirement. You should not have the threat of the police coming to destroy you if you don't jump through these hoops.
I think that...
Let the market decide.
Yeah, I think that... I agree with you on that. I just wonder to myself, what if they just said, okay, you have to have whatever, because in many cases, the step down from this is, you know, if you want to be a massage therapist, you have to get one of the massage therapist licenses from one of the many massage therapy schools, right? Now, we see in some cases, smaller states, for instance, there'll be one cosmetology school, mm-hmm. and you've got to go there in order to buff someone's nails. Because you could kill them, or whatever the claim is. And I mean, like, I can see why people say this, but this is the most broad and clear, you know, instance where this absolutely needs to be done with. This immediately, Montana and every other state needs to get rid of these boards that say, who can compete? Because, and this happens, by the way, with doctors, too. They limit the number of schools that can, yeah. that can, you know, kick out doctors, thus limiting the number of doctors. You can only have so many doctors educated in the United States in a given year, not because of how many people want to be doctors, but because of how many seats there are in medical school.
Well, that's one control, but then there's also the actual licensing. I mean, there's plenty of nurses, for instance, who have what it takes to do a lot of the things doctors can do, but they're not allowed legally to do so. Unless they're a quote-unquote doctor. So, I mean, and there could be, you know, maybe shade tree doctors.
Shade tree doctors, yes, they could.
And what I mean by that is, like, for instance, look during the COVID situation, where you literally had doctors being stripped of their licenses because of what they were saying that was counter to the official government propaganda
yeah.
about COVID. You had doctors who were, you know, in the game for decades in the world of doctoring, and yep. they lost their license.
And plenty of doctors who had stepped out, like retired doctors, who were like, no, 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 this is crazy. They were already retired, and they're like, well, you can't take my license from me. And there were even more of them. Because they had nothing
to lose. Right.
You know, how many doctors towed the line in order to keep the license? I don't know, but I know some did.
If those doctors who were stripped of their licenses had gone on and operated anyway publicly, they would have had a visit from a SWAT team or, you know, some sort of government goons that forced them at the threat of violence, potentially arresting them, potentially harming them
yeah.
to stop being a doctor. Whereas if they wanted to keep their shingle hung out for people that wanted to take their word for what yep. they thought of COVID, then they should have been able to do that.
People do this all the time. I mean, they don't call themselves MDs, mm-hmm. but there's all kinds of doctors out. People call themselves doctors and are doctors or whatever, and people go to for medical advice that you know, do anything from selling magic water mm-hmm. to adjusting your spinal cord, spinal column, to naturopathy. There's all kinds of things out there that aren't MDs
yeah.
that people go to for medical advice, and they should be free to do that. Mm.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they? Like, really, America? Do you want to stop people from going and, you know, to get their brainwaves mapped or whatever?
There's, you know, I think there's an argument to be had that, like, there should be, like, I should be able to go to a certified doctor, but I shouldn't be forced to go to a certified doctor. I should right. be able to go to a non-certified doctor if I so choose.
I mean, like, why not a campaign from the AMA, the American Medical Association, that says, go to a real doctor, an AMA doctor. You know, branding.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to continue here. You can share your thoughts in moments. Bring up whatever you want. Hour number three is coming up next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.